Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of Once Upon a Summer by Jeanette Oak, narrated by Johnny Heller. This work is copyrighted 1981 by Jeanette Oak. This recording is copyrighted 2003 by Recorded Books. Jeanette Oak was born in Champion, Alberta, during the Depression years, to a Canadian prairie farmer. She is a graduate of the Mountain View Bible College in Didsbury, Alberta, and lives with her husband near Calgary. And now, Once Upon a Summer.
Chapter 1. Josh. I could hardly wait to finish my chores that morning. I needed to sneak off to my favorite log along the creek bank and find myself some thinking time. Too many things had been happening too fast. I was worried that my whole world was about to change. I didn't want it changed. I liked things just the way they were, but if I was to keep them that way, it was going to take some figuring out. I toted the pail of milk to the house and ran back to the barn to let Bossy back out to pasture to run with the range cows. She just moseyed along, so I tried to hurry her along a bit, but she didn't pay much notice. Finally, she went through the gate. I slapped her brown and white rump and hurried to lift the bars in place. Bossy just stood there, seeming undecided as to where to go now that the choice was hers. Me? I knew where I was heading. I took off down the south trail between the summer's green leafy things like a rabbit with a hawk at its back. The creek was still high, it being the middle of summer, but the spot that I called mine was a quiet place. Funny how one feels it quiet, even though there isn't a still moment down by the creek. One bird song followed another, and all sorts of bugs buzzed continually. Occasionally a frog would croak from the shallows, or a fish would jump in the deeper waters. That kind of noise didn't bother me, though. I still found the spot restful, mostly because there weren't any human voices bidding you to do this or get that. I sort of regarded this spot as my own private fish hole. I hadn't even shared it with my best friend, Avery Garrett. Avery wasn't much for fishing anyway, so he didn't miss the information. Today, I never even thought to stop to grab my pole. I was that keen on getting off alone. Even before I finally sat down in my log, I had rolled my overall legs up to near my knees and let my feet slip into the cool creek water. I pushed my feet down deep, stretching my toes through the thin layer of coarse sand so I could wiggle them around in the mud beneath. Too late, I saw that my overalls hadn't been rolled up high enough and were soaking up creek water. I pulled at them, but being wet, they didn't slide up too well. I'd get spoken to about that unless the sun got the drying job done before I got home. I sat there wiggling my toes and trying to decide just what angle to come at my problems from. Seemed to me that everything had gone along just great until yesterday. Yesterday it started out okay, too. Grandpa needed to go to town, and he called to me right after I'd finished my chores. Boy? He most always called me Boy rather than Joshua, or even Josh, like other folks did. Boy, you be caring for a trip to town with me? And I didn't even answer, just grinned, because I knew that Grandpa already knew the answer anyway. I went to town every chance I got. "Be ready in 10 minutes," Grandpa said, and went out for the team. It wasn't much work to get ready. I washed my face and hands again, slicked down my hair, and checked my overalls for dirt. They looked all right to me, so I scampered for the barn, hoping to get in on the hitching up of the horses. The trip to town was quiet. Grandpa and I both enjoyed silence. Besides, there really wasn't that much that needed saying. And why talk just to make a sound? Grandpa broke the quiet spell. "Getting a little dry." I looked at the ditches and could see brown spots where shortly before everything had been green and growing. I nodded. We went on into town and Grandpa stopped the team at the front of Kirk's General Store. I hopped down and hitched the team to the rail while Grandpa sort of gathered himself together for what needed to be done. Soon, we're inside the store, and after exchanging howdies and small-town talk with Mr. Kirk and some customers, Grandpa and I set about our business. Grandpa's was easy enough. He was to purchase the supplies needed back at the farm.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?